Welcome to the Web and Design Workshop with your host, Renee Gonzalez. With over 16 years of experience in web development and graphic design, he brings deep knowledge and hands-on expertise to each episode. From mastering platforms like WordPress and Spotify to perfecting his craft in Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator, Renee has collaborated with local companies across industries, helping them succeed online and in our community. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this podcast is your go-to resource for tips, insights, and inspiration. Let's dive into the ever-evolving world of web and design.
Welcome to the Web and Design Workshop. In this episode, we're diving into the world of user interface, the design, exploring how to create designs that not only look fantastic, but also perform seamlessly. Welcome to the exciting realm of UI, where art meets science and beauty meets functionality. UI, or the user interface design, is that magical middle ground where aesthetics and performance come together to create an unforgettable experience. Let's dive into what makes UI so powerful and why it is so crucial to prioritize both beauty and seamless function in design. My name is Renee Gonzalez. I am the host of the Web and Design Workshop. Join us today in this episode of the Web and Design Workshop as we dig into these principles, sharing insights, providing examples, and tips on creating stunning high-performance user interfaces. Imagine walking into a beautifully designed restaurant. The lighting is perfect, the decor looks inviting, and everything looks pristine. You immediately feel drawn in, but what if the service is slow, the menu is hard to read, and the music is just way too loud? Chances are, you won't be in a hurry to come back, right? That's exactly how UI works. A beautiful website draws users in, but a functional, seamless experience keeps them engaged. A great UI design doesn't just look appealing. It guides users with subtle, intuitive elements that makes them feel at ease. The buttons are placed just where you would expect them. Forms are clear and easy to fill out, and icons are instantly recognized. This balance is essential because good design isn't just about what you see. It's also about how it makes you feel and naturally how you interact with it. Many people might say, as long as it works, why does it need to be pretty, right? Here's why design aesthetics shape our first impression. Impressions are powerful. When something is visually appealing, we're naturally inclined to just trust it. A good design suggests care, attention, and professionalism, making users feel more confident in navigating your site or your app. Think of it this way. If you come across two websites that do the exact same thing, but one has clunky graphics, poor colors, while the other is visually polished, which one are you more engaged to go to? Probably the polished one, right? At our core, we're visual creatures who associate beauty with quality. In a world filled with digital noise, having beautiful design isn't just a luxury, it's a competitive edge. But if beauty is all a site has, it's not going to last long. This is where seamless performance comes in. The best UI design works behind the scenes to make interactions smooth and lightning fast. Transitions, the button clicks, and loading times should be so seamless that users barely notice them. When we create a UI that performs as beautifully as it looks, we invite users to stick around, explore, and more importantly, we want them to come back. Let's talk about consistency, the unsung hero of good design. Consistent design elements, think typography, spacing, colors, and icons, are what make a UI feel intuitive, dependable, and trustworthy. When done right, they're the reason users feel at ease on a platform and keep coming back. Here's why and how they work their magic. Why consistent design elements matter? Imagine walking to a coffee shop and you've never been to, and the menu looks different at each counter. The text is jumbled, the prices are in different fonts, and icons just don't seem to match up with the drinks they represent. You'd probably feel a bit confused or even mistrusted about whether you're in the right place, right? So consistency in design eliminates that friction, making users feel like they're in the hands of professionals who care about their experience. In UI, consistent typography, spacing, and iconography guide users without them even realizing it. So let's get an example. Let's talk about typography. It gives structure and hierarchy to content, guiding users' eyes from headers to subheadings to body text in a natural flow. Spacing between these elements helps everything feel balanced and not cramped, creating breathing room that reduces cognitive load and visual clutter. Iconography, on the other hand, is the silent language of design. When icons look and behave the same across a site, users quickly learn to recognize and interpret them, making interactions feel effortless.
Section 1. Brands that nail consistency.
Some of the biggest names in tech and retail are masters at this. Apple's brand is instantly recognizable, whether you're on their web, using an iPhone, or browsing in an app store. Their typography, icon styles, and clean use of white space create a look that's undeniably Apple. The consistency here communicates quality and builds trust by reassuring the users that they're getting a high-end, cohesive experience. Let's take another look at some other company like Google. Google's suite of products, from Gmail to their Drive on Google, uses consistent design language. The colors and shapes and icon styles all align across platforms, making it easy to jump from one Google service to another without really missing a beat. Google's material design ensures unified experience across apps, which gives users a sense of familiarity and dependability. How about another guy like Airbnb? Airbnb's design maintains a beautiful balance of visual appeal and functionality. Their typography and button styles and intuitive navigation elements stay consistent across the page. It makes it familiar and inviting, which is especially important for a platform where users are spending money and making big decisions on where to go and where to stay.
Section 2. Hints and tips for setting a style guide.
Here are a few practical steps to get started. Choose typography carefully. Select a primary and secondary font that complement each other and set rules for their usage. Define which font size, weight, and color go with each heading level, maybe the body text and captions as well. Setting these parameters prevents your design from feeling like a mismatched collage of text. The second one would be is establish a color palette. Like, there's many sites that provide color palettes online you can find. Pick secondary colors and neutrals. Document them in a hex or RGB codes. Make sure these colors work well together and offer enough contrast for readability. Include some rules on which colors are used for primary buttons, backgrounds, text, and highlights. So have some sort of documentary format so you can follow and make it consistent along the way.
Section 3. Define iconography and imagery styles.
Icons should have consistent size, style, and line thickness. Whether they're rounded, maybe they're sharp or filled, a document is in your guide. So document and document, document. Similarly, if you're using imagery, decide if they should be all in a particular style, maybe like minimal, if you want to do broad range of colors, or make it look realistic. Maintain that look consistent throughout your site. Set spacing and layout rules. Create a simple grid system that outlines margins, padding, and alignment for each page. Defining a base unit. Maybe start with 8 pixels or 16 pixel increments. It helps maintain a visual harmony and makes the design feel structured. Another tip is to document components and reusables. Like some elements like buttons, input fields, card designs, and navigation bars should all have clear definitions. This is especially helpful if multiple people are working on a project, as they know exactly what to use and how to use it. Update your guide regularly. Design is ever evolving, so keep that guide up to date. Include new elements, maybe adjust your colors, revisit your typography as needed, and make sure everyone on the team is using the latest version. Design consistency might seem subtle at times, but it's a powerful tool. When users experience a coherent and dependable design, they trust it more and find it easier to navigate. By taking time to set a clear style guide, you're creating a solid foundation that keeps your design seamless, professional, and user-friendly across all the pages of your site. Let's go into color theory. Let's break down the color theory basics, like the contrast, harmony, and emotional impact of color. Let's talk about contrast. This is all about making elements stand out. Contrast can highlight important information, it can make text more readable, and it guides that user's eye across the screen. Imagine a bright yellow button on a dark blue background. It immediately grabs your attention, right? But contrast isn't just about using different colors. It's also about balancing the light and the dark shades, different textures, or using bolder versus lighter text as well. In the UI design, contrast is crucial for legibility, and it ensures users don't have the squint or strain to read it. So make it readable.
Section 4. What is harmony?
Well, harmony is what gives a design that satisfies, that polished look. When your colors work well together, they create a cohesive experience that feels visually appealing. Common color harmonies would include some things like this. The analogous colors. What are analogous colors, you ask? Well, these are colors that sit next to each other on a color wheel, like blue and green. They provide a natural calming vibe that's easy on the eyes. Maybe you want to consider complementary colors, like opposites on the color wheel, like red and green, that creates a vibrant, dynamic effect. Another dynamic dynamic would be triadic colors. These are like three colors evenly spaced around the color wheel, like maybe red, yellow, and blue. They add a balanced but colorful pop. If you want to invite emotions, maybe like an emotional impact, colors carry psychological weight. For instance, the blue often represents or associated with calm, trust, and professionalism. Perfect for banks or tech companies. The color green, most green colors are associated with growth, health, and nature. Ideal for maybe wellness sites, environmental sites. The color red is very bold. It's passionate and attention grabbing. It's great for like calls to action, but little can go a long way. When used thoughtfully, color can create the right mood, establish brand identity, and even subtly guide users' emotions throughout their journey. Let's talk about color accessibility. This ensures your design can be enjoyed by everybody, including those with color vision deficiencies or other visual impairments. So how to overcome these? Here's how to make your palette inclusive for everybody. Maybe provide a high contrast ratio. Aim for a contrast ratio of at least 4.5 to about 1. For regular text, maybe 3 to 1 for large text. This is especially important for text on backgrounds. Imagine a white text on a light gray background. Well, it's going to be hard for anybody to read that, let alone those visual impairments. So maybe also avoid using color alone to convey information. Rather than using color as the sole indicator of information, maybe like the red button that you click on, combine it with text icons or text. This ensures people who may have difficulty distinguishing certain colors can still navigate it easily. Maybe you might also not want to test for color blindness. There are tools out there like Stark. This is a plugin for Sketch. Figma and Adobe XD can also simulate how your designs look to people with different types of color blindness, ensuring no one is left out.
Section 5. Favorite tools for creating harmonious color schemes in the digital world.
Here are a few favorites of mine that I use. I enjoy using Adobe Color. The reason why is I'm actually an Adobe subscriber. I use all the Adobe tools and resources out there. But this Adobe Color tool makes it easy to play with color harmonies and schemes. It allows you to experience with analogs, complementary, or triadic colors by simply dragging points on the color wheel, which is a great way for those who want to see options really fast. There's another one called Coolers. It's spelled cool with O-R-S at the end. This is a quick way or a fun tool for generating color palettes on the go. You can lock certain colors, hit the space bar, and it gets suggestions that fit your locked choices. This is a great source for inspiration and experimentation. Or there's another way you could do is Color Hunt or Muesli Colors. These sites feature trendy color palettes curated for designers. They basically give you like starting points. If you're unsure about where to begin, you can browse by mood, theme, or make it easy to find something that fits your vision. How about contrast checker tools? To do this, there's sites like WebAIM or plugins like Stark that offer contrast checkers to test how well different colors work together. They'll tell you basically if your color combination meets accessibility standards or so you can basically refine your choices. In UI design, color theory goes far beyond the aesthetics. Well, it's like an essential tool that shapes how users feel, interact, and even perceive your brand. So by understanding the principles of contrast, harmony, and accessibility, you'll be ready to create color schemes that are not only beautiful, but definitely functional for all users. So go forth and color your design with intention.
Section 6, Navigation in Web and Design.
We cannot help but talk about navigation, helping users find their way. Think of intuitive navigation as like the GPS for your website. Just like you wouldn't want to get lost on a road trip, users don't want to get lost when navigating your site. Intuitive navigation, it helps users find their way. It builds trust and keeps them coming back for more. Here's why it matters and how you can craft navigation that feels natural as breathing. Think about the intuitive navigation. It helps users find their way, right? So the intuitive navigation, why is it important? Well, it's important on the user's retention to keep users. Navigation is more than just menu and a few buttons. It's the roadmap that tells users where they are, where they can go, and how to get there. When navigation is intuitive, users can explore freely, right? Knowing that they'll always be able to find what they need without frustration. But if navigation is confusing, users are more likely to get frustrated and they're going to bounce out of your site, leaving your content, maybe products or services that you're trying to sell. Intuitive navigation encourages the users to stay longer. So maybe make them explore more pages and return to your website again. A well-structured navigation system can improve your user retention, it'll reduce your bounce rates, and it'll build loyalty because users feel at ease at your site. So I also got to throw in crafty navigation that feels natural. So let's offer some tips. Well, consider visual cues. Visual cues like arrows, icons, are subtle animations that help users and guide users. They kind of tells them where they should go next. A small icon next to a settings button can help users quickly identify what it is. Maybe hover effects on links lets users know that they're interactive. These cues may seem minor, but they add up to a seamless experience. Let's look at labels. They got to be clear and descriptive. Clear clarity is the king when it comes to labels. Avoid creative but vague labels like discover. It could mean shop, explore, right? So instead, go with words that tell users exactly what they'll find, like maybe mention products or specifically type about us or contact. Clarity in labeling makes it easier for users to trust that they're clicked on the right option. Also, you're going to want to consider limit menu options. So always, when you're cooking, just like cooking, less is more. Here as well. Rather than crowding your menu with every page on your site, maybe prioritize only the most important sections. Use a secondary menu or a subfooter for less frequently accessed pages. Too many choices can overwhelm users, and it can make it harder to find what they're looking for. Another thing to consider are structured menus in logical order. So group related items together, like if it's shopping and e-commerce, shopping and cart, or if it's about your company, about and contact should go together so users know where to expect them. Place items in familiar order, like home, about, products, and contact. This also helps users who are used to common web layouts. Another element you might want to consider is add a search bar. A search bar is a lifesaver for users looking for specific information to get there quickly, especially on content-heavy sites. This is a big deal. Having a search feature allows users to bypass navigation and to go straight to what they're looking for instantly. Maybe make a path. Breadcrumbs help a user find the path to what they're looking for. It shows users where they are and how to get there, allowing them to backtrack without relying on the back button. This is especially helpful for websites with deep hierarchies, maybe complex structures as well.
Section 6, Navigation and Web and Design.
Let's take a look and consider Amazon. Amazon would be a great example. Their navigation is famously user-friendly. It's despite its massive inventory, with simple and clear top navigation bar and a categorized side menu, it lets users dive into any product or category without feeling overwhelmed. The Your Account dropdown is well-organized and familiar, and Amazon also includes like prominent search bars for quick product lookups, making the entire experience smooth and efficient. I always bring up Airbnb because their navigation is designed to work for quick exploration. The homepage has a simple menu that says stays, experiences, or online. The menu has simple menus with stays, experiences, and online experiences as the primary choices. Filters are easily accessible. The layout is uncluttered, so users can focus on browsing properties or activities without being bombarded with information. Another company that's successful in this is Spotify. Their app uses button navigation, so they have icons for home, a search icon, and your library at the bottom of your app. These are easy to understand and access on mobile devices. The search feature allows users to explore genres and moods, while your library, well, it organizes your saved playlist, artists, and albums, keeping everything within reach. The overall experience feels personalized, but yet it still feels intuitive. Dropbox. Dropbox keeps it minimal with the streamlined navigation that it does focus on helping users find and organize their files. With clear labels, they have home, files, and a shared button. Users can quickly find what they need. Their search bar further enhances the experience, allowing users to locate specific files or folders without clicking through endless menus. Intuitive navigation, well, it's about anticipating user needs and providing a clear, structured roadmap by using visual cues, keeping labels clear, organizing logically, and minimizing the distractions. So you're creating a navigation experience that feels natural and feels trustworthy. The better the users can navigate, they'll more want to stay there. They're going to explore and return back to your site. One of the best ways to ensure your design leaves a lasting positive impression. Let's talk about performance across all devices. Designing for fast experience, well, let's just imagine you're visiting a website and it takes forever to load. The images lag, maybe the text shifts around, and clicking a button has a 2-second delay. Chances are you'd be out of there in a heartbeat. UI performs just about as good as it looks. UI performance isn't just about looks. It's about what's under the hood. It's about speed, reliability, and making the experience feel effortless across all devices. So let's break down why this matters and some key strategies to ensure your design runs like a dream for everybody.
Section 8, Designing for a Fast and Seamless Experience by Optimization.
So looking under the hood of any site, Google rewards sites that load quickly and run smoothly across all the devices. Page speed is also a factor that Google considers, so better performance can give you an SEO advantage and help your user site appear higher in search results. User satisfaction comes into play, so a fast, responsive design kind of creates a sense of professionalism and reliability. When everything looks and loads swiftly, users are more likely to browse. They stay longer and explore your content. A few seconds of lag, on the other hand, can make users feel frustrated and less trusting of your brand, and they'll bounce off your site. A seamless experience improves user retention. Studies show that faster loading sites have higher conversion rates and lower bounce rates. The smoother the experience for someone, the more likely they will come back and make a purchase or recommend your site. Another element to keep in mind is optimizing performance. Well, what does this mean? This means optimizing your images. Consider high resolution images that are beautiful, but that can slow down your site, especially on mobile. So how do you stop that? Well, you can use tools to compress your images like TinyPMG or an Image Optim. These can compress your files without losing noticeable quality. Use the right format. JPEGs are good, while PNGs work for images with transparency. For the web, next-gen formats like the WebP can reduce file sizes up to 30% compared to the JPEG. So consider WebP, which is a new format. Resize responsively. Also, create multiple versions of each image so the smallest one loads on smaller screens while saving valuable loading time. We need to touch on lazy loading. This technique only loads images and elements as they appear on the user's screen. In other words, instead of loading every image at that page at once, the lazy loading works like basically on top of your site, those images load faster and it gives the users a smooth experience as they scroll down. Well, it's especially effective on content heavy sites as it allows for gradual loading. Responsive design is another thing to consider. This ensures that your UI adjusts beautifully to different screen sizes. Whether you're on a laptop, a tablet, a smartphone, these things you need to consider. Flexible grids, let's talk about that. Use percentages rather than fixed pixel sizes. This lets elements resize fluidly. Another thing is the CSS media queries. Always keep those in mind. These allow you to adjust styles based on your screen width, ensuring that the content, it looks good on a big desktop monitor or a small mobile screen. You also got to consider the fonts and buttons and adjustments. So make sure your fonts are readable and your buttons are easy to tap on small screens. It's about scaling up or scaling down to match the device.
Section 9. Tools for testing and refining your UI's performance.
There are tools out there to test your performance and refine. There are tools such as Google PageSpeed. This is a free tool for everybody out there who's a developer that provides detailed analysis of your site speed, identifies the specific opportunities for improvement. It gives you a score out of 100 for both mobile and web. It'll provide suggestions on how to address any issues. There's another tool out there called GT Metrics. This provides a comprehensive performance breakdown. This shows you where your site's bottlenecks are. It evaluates things like the optimization of an image. Caching is also considered, server response time, and giving specific actions to the items. There are browser developer tools out there like the Chrome Dev Tools that are built into the browser, Safari, Web Inspector. Most browsers offer built-in developer tools. I enjoy using Google's Canary Developer Browser. These tools, they simulate how your site performs on various screens and internet speeds. So like the Chrome Dev Tools, they let you test your design on different mobile devices and check loading speeds with throttling options. Another tool is Lighthouse. This is an open source tool. It's built onto the Chrome DevTools that audits performance, accessibility, and SEO for mobile and desktop. It generates a report with actionable insights so that you keep refining your site's performance. There are other tools out there like Responsinator and Screenfly. These tools let you preview your design in a range of screen sizes. While they don't test speed, they're invaluable for making sure responsive layouts work seamlessly. Optimizing your UI's performance means creating a design that feels fast, seamless, and enjoyable for your users. Well, no matter what device they are on, by compressing images, implementing lazy loading, and designing responsively, you're setting your site up for success. And the right testing tools, you can be confident your design shines on any screen, boosting user satisfaction, retention, and even your SEO. Let's jump into clean layouts. In the world of UI, less is always more. A clean layout is like a breath of fresh air. It's inviting, it's easy to navigate, and allows the content to shine. Proud of what the work you've done. When you create a layout with simplicity in mind, you're not just making things look good. You're enhancing your functionality and improving your user experience. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, let's dive into the art of minimalism and uncover tips for achieving a clean, effective, and beautiful design.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Web and Design Workshop. Hey everyone, it's great to be back after a short break. I'm excited to dive back into the world of web design with you. In today's episode, we were stepping into the art of minimalism, a design approach that focuses on simplicity, clarity, and elegance. By the end of this episode, you will have some powerful tools and tips to create clean, effective, and beautiful UI designs. So let's just jump back in. We'll get started with clean layouts. They gotta be simple, effective, and beautiful. The art of minimalism and why less is more works best for UI. I'm going to offer tips on white space, hierarchy, and alignment to craft clean and engaging layouts. I'll provide examples of some UI layouts that prioritize simplicity without sacrificing the style.
The art of minimalism.
Well, minimalism in design isn't about stripping things down. It's about focusing on essentials and creating clarity. Here's why minimalism is so effective. For one, it reduces cognitive load. A cluttered interface can overwhelm users, so it causes them to lose focus or get confused about where to click. Minimalism reduces unnecessary distractions. It allows users to understand the information that you're trying to provide, so to make a quick glance and make decisions quickly. The second part is to enhance usability. With fewer elements on the screen, the navigation becomes clear and more intuitive for your users. Your users are more likely to enjoy exploring a site when they do not feel bombarded with unnecessary visuals or confusing elements. Another element is timeless appeal. Minimalist designs tend to age very well because they focus on core elements instead of the trendy visual stuff. Think of Apple's iconic product pages. They're very clean, they're elegant, and have a universal appeal throughout their website. It transcends design trends.
Practical tools for elevating your UI design.
Let's talk about white space. It's essential to talk about this because white space or negative space is an area around elements or text, images, or buttons. It is very crucial in creating a sense of balance and creating breathing room on the page. Let's talk about creating focus. Well, you can use white space. White space directs users' attention to most important elements, making text easier to read and actions easier to spot. It also adds a form of elegance. Just like a bit of extra space around an element, it can make it look polished and intentional. We need to touch on establish the visual hierarchy. So hierarchy is all about guiding the user's eye through the content in right order. With a strong hierarchy, you can ensure that users focus on the most important elements first. Font sizes have to come into play. So use regular font sizes for headers and smaller ones for the body text to create a natural flow. Colors and contrast come into play. Use contrast to make important buttons or calls to action to stand out. Spacing makes an impact. So adding more space between different sections helps break up the content and it improves the readability of your site. Pay special attention to alignment. The consistent alignment creates structure and balance. Left align your text for readability and consider grid layouts for precise spacing between elements. Alignment doesn't just make a decision look better. It subtly reassures users that they're interacting with a well thought out professional layout. You gotta have to limit your color palettes. You can get away with them, so stick to a few colors that work well together. Minimal color choices help keep things very nice and clean, while pops of accent color can draw attention to specific actions, like a buy now button. Stick to simple fonts. Clean layouts can benefit from typography that's legible and subtle. Choose fonts that are easy to read and limit yourself to two fonts max, maybe one for headers and one for the body. It makes you give a cohesive look.
Examples of simple yet stunning UI layouts.
Apple's the perfect example of product pages. They are the epitome of clean design. With ample white space, minimal text, and a focus on high quality images, the layout feels really almost luxurious. Each page guides the user seamlessly with a clear hierarchy that brings attention to product features that calls to action. Let's turn around and look at Google. The Google homepage is incredibly very minimal. It's just the logo with a search bar and a few key buttons at the bottom. This layout has remained largely unchanged for years. Why? Well, because it works. They don't have to fix it. It's intuitive, uncluttered, and it directs the users exactly where they need to go without any distractions. There's a site I use to post and blog. It's called Medium. Medium's article layout prioritizes readability with a lot of white space. It's very clean. Their typography that they use is very nice and a minimal color palette. It's designed to keep readers focused on the content without being distracted by other unnecessary elements. The hierarchy is spot on, guiding users from the title to the text effortlessly. Another site that is successful is Dropbox. Their homepage and their UI consistently focuses on very simple stuff. It's got clear calls to action. They're friendly friendly icons and straightforward text. It makes it navigating their site a breeze. Dropbox uses white space and intuitive layout shows that even a simple design can look professional and it can feel very, very functional. Creating clean layouts is about crafting well-balanced space where users feel at ease and for them freely to explore. So by embracing the white space and establishing hierarchy, aligning your elements with purpose, and choosing your colors and fonts very, very carefully, you will be able to design a UI that's both beautiful and functional. Remember, simplicity doesn't mean boring. It's just an art. When it's done very well, it can just be as captivating as the most intricate designs. So lastly, we cannot go without talking about clean layouts. So we've covered the essentials of the clean layouts, the magic of the white space, the power of hierarchy, and the balance that alignment brings. Now, it's time to put it all into action. Whether you're working on a fresh project or refining an existing one, a few simple tweaks can have a big impact on usability and aesthetic appeal.
Now, it's your turn.
So let's wrap up with a fun challenge and some resources to keep you inspired on your next design journey. All right, as we're closing up, I want to challenge you guys on your next project. Here's a little challenge to help you practice what we've covered. Pick one key aspect of a clean UI design, whether it be white space, hierarchy, or alignment, and apply it to your current or upcoming project. For example, maybe you can use the white space. Try adding more white space around key elements or around text blocks, maybe images or buttons. It might feel like too much white space at first. Notice how it gives kind of a layout breathing room that helps users focus. You could also turn to hierarchy. Experiment with different font sizes, the colors, or just the spacing to establish a clear visual on your page. Make sure that, most important, the elements stand out, guiding your users naturally through the content. Maybe you can touch on alignment. Tweak the alignment to bring a sense of order or consistency to your layout. Maybe try adding grid-based layouts, or simply double-check that the elements are aligned consistently for a polished professional look. Making even one small change can boost clarity and improve your user experience. So give it a shot and see how it transforms your design.
Resources for further exploration for those of you ready to dive deeper.
Here are a few must-know resources, books, and websites that can help elevate your skills. I'd like to share some of the books that I find make an impact. Look out for a book called Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug. This is a classic in the world of UX UI. This book explores the psychology of web users and emphasizes the clean, intuitive layouts that don't make users think twice. Another book I found interesting is The Elements of the User Experience by Jesse James Garrett. This book provides fantastic overview of elements that make up successful user experience. It would also help you bridge the gap between form and function. Another book I found very good to read is Refactoring UI by Adam Watham and Steve Shoger. Packed with practical tips, this book offers insights into improving the look and feel of your designs through clean, minimal adjustments. On my downtime, I often search for websites that can help improve my skills. I found a website called Awards, AWWARDS. This is an excellent site. It designs inspiration. It showcases award-winning websites that balance function and style. I took a look there because I like to see like the latest trends, maybe some dynamics of turning everything that we have talked about and putting them to practical use. Dribbble and Behance. Both platforms feature UI designs by top designers and are great for ideas. They're exploring color palettes and seeing how others approach clean layouts. Well, Google also has a material design guideline. Those who are interested in creating a sleek Google-inspired layout, well, material design offers a framework that emphasizes clean lines, subtle innovations, and bold, purposeful designs. I also want to offer some UI tools and apps. I always bring up Figma. It's always perfect for experimenting with clean layouts. Figma's collaborative platform allows you to try different white space and alignment with ease. Adobe XD, great for both UI and UX design. Adobe has great tools like the Adobe XD. It's more for prototyping and building responsive layouts. Check out GridLover. This is a fun tool for creating typographic scales. It adds like vertical rhythm, ensuring consistent spacing in text-heavy designs. I hope you enjoyed my resources. These will help provide clean layouts that are just more than just a trend. They're about delivering clarity and delight to users. So take up the challenge, explore the resources, and enjoy your journey into creating designs that are both stunning and functional. Happy designing, everybody.